With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is nominating the spokesman of the State Department for a new role. Correspondent Ken Lorman fills us in on that.
Mr. Trump shared on Truth Social, quote, "I am pleased to announce that I am nominating Tammy Bruce, a great patriot, television personality, and best-selling author, as our next deputy representative of the United States to the United Nations with the rank of ambassador."
President Trump also wants to change how the Census Bureau collects its data. We get that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeking to defend a new military offensive in one of Gaza's most populated areas amid condemnation from outside the country, declaring that Israel, quote, has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. He says Israel doesn't want to occupy Gaza, but it does want to free it. President Trump ordering an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies, as well as Christian ministries. The executive order addresses debanking. That's when a bank closes accounts or simply refuses to do business with certain industries because they don't like them. Mr. Trump accuses J.P. Morgan and Bank of America of targeting him and his allies. The banks say that it's not true. This is SRN News. The liberal mayor of Hungary's capital has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays that the government has banned. The pride march in Budapest in June was the largest event of its kind in the country's history, according to organizers. While the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but will seek out the organizers. Hungary's legislature has passed a number of laws designed to limit the effect of the LGBT agenda on the nation's small children. A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that the statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as kids get ready to go back to school this month. This is SRN News. A new report says ChatGPT has loopholes that can give harmful advice to your teenagers.
New research from the watchdog group Center for Countering Digital Hate says that when teens consulted with ChatGPT about destructive behaviors such as getting drunk or high, concealing eating disorders, or even composing a suicide letter, the chat robot gave harmful advice more than half the time. The group says ChatGPT typically provided warnings against risky activity, but when the person stated the information was for a presentation or a friend, there were no guardrails. I'm Donna Warder.
Jen Powell made history as the first female umpire to work a regular season game in the major leagues. It happened yesterday. Worked at the first base slot on Saturday's first game of a split doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and the Miami Marlins. She made her first call in the third inning. She then worked the third base side in the second game. This is SRN News.